Meeting today is at Ballarat. We race on the synthetic to take us through the program. Ray Huxley, good morning.
And good morning, Brendan.
Before we get stuck into the synthetic meeting at Ballarat, what do we like over the jumps at Sandown?
I think Ancient King will be very hard to beat in the Australian hurdle. One thing in his, or a big thing in his favour, is the 3,900 metres. I know he's got 70.5 kilos. He's only a small horse, but he can carry weight. And one thing about him, he'll handle the conditions and he'll handle the 3,900 better than most of them. So I think he's the value around about $6. Pretty keen on him.
First event at Ballarat today is over the 1,100 metres. It's a maiden. Scratching is 7. Peggy Celine, $2.30. Sand Bucket, $2.50. Then Rip City Best of the rest at 8.
Yeah, it looks a two-horse race. I've gone with number 8, Sandbuck. The fact that he's been racing recently, he's hard and fit with 4 runs back from a spell, and he was placed on the synthetic at Pakenham last start. That's the trick with today's meeting, of course, the synthetic track, and, you know, we've only had one meeting on the synthetic track so far this year, and you know, it'll be better in about a month's time when we got a bit more form to work on from the synthetic tracks. But it was placed on the synthetic at Pakenham on the 14th of May. Came from about midfield and was only beaten less than 3/4 of a length. It was a good run. It'll be hard to beat. The danger down the bottom, Peggy Saloon, 2 good placings at the Gold Coast. Resuming from a spell here, just on the score of fitness, I go 8 from 12, and they really should fight it out. 8 from 12, then 6 and 1.
8, 12, 6, 1, race number 1. Race number 2 is a fillies and mares maiden over 1,200. 4, 6 and 12 come out here. Sacred Goddess, $2.30. French Star, $2.40. Ballerine at $5. Spiteful, $8.50.
Very similar to the first race, and there look to be 2 main chances. Number 10... Sacred Goddess, a bit similar to the selection in the first race, Sandbuck, in that it's run a string of placings. It's had 9 starts and it's run 4 seconds and 4 thirds. Most of them have been on wet ground. It hasn't raced on the synthetic, but it's formed very good. Lindsay Smith, who just keeps training winners, has put the blinkers back on to this filly today, and that might just get her home ahead of number 3, French Star. It's got a bit of an awkward barrier. Its run first up was excellent when it ran second at Kilmore, but then last start at Pakenham it was disappointing when an odds-on favourite, but was found to be lame after the race. So probably an excuse from the last time. Again, it looks like one of the two will win. I go 10 from 3, next best 1 and 11.
10, 3, 1, 11, race number 2, race number 3 on the card is a maiden over 1,400. Emergency's not required here. Dance Ready is the favourite for Dean Yendel and Shane Nichols at $2. Sacred Tycoon, $5.50. Blandog at $6 and $7. Armament.
Yeah, another consistent galloper here in Dance Ready, ready to break through for its maiden win. Has been placed its last 3 runs of Wodonga, Cranbourne and Pakenham. The last run was pretty good at Pakenham. Last run at Pakenham wasn't pretty good. It was an odds-on favourite and only ran third and was beaten 3 lengths, but that was on heavy ground. The previous form at Wodonga and Cranbourne when it was placed was on a firm track. On the synthetic today, he gets back onto firmer ground, and with blinkers on for the first time, I think he might be able to break through today. Number 4, the one below him, Sacred Tycoon, a little bit awkwardly drawn, but 2 runs to date and did show nice improvement last start at Pakenham when he was a 40-1 chance. Not many Danny O'Brien-trained horses go round at 40-1. He ran on very nicely to run 4th at Pakenham, was only beaten a length and a half, an improving type. Then we go down to number 11 and 13 as next best, 4, 5, 11 and 3.
Race number 4 on the program is a 0 to 58 over 1,400 metres. 10 is the scratching. Governor Landy, 250. Go Ballistic, 420. Arigato at 5.
Governor Landy gets his chance to break through here. The only worry is the bad barrier. You wish he'd drawn a little bit better. Been ultra consistent, but he has only won the one race from 24 starts, he's run 6 seconds and 9/3. So it gives an indication of just how reliable he is. He's a reliable man, and that's what he is. He's a reliable place getter. But his only win was back in January at Stony Creek, when he won very well there and has been placed four times since. If he has any luck from the wide barrier, I think he is the one to beat. Go Ballistic has had a couple of very good runs recently, and I think it is the main danger. And then we go out to number 7 and 5, worth putting in the first leg. 2 from 6, 7 and 5.
2675, race number 5. Race number 4, I beg your pardon. Race number 5 is a 58 over 50. 4, 11 and 12 are out. Sensitivity 225. British Isle 360. Shock Shock $6.50. Liquido at 8.
I'm going to cut this down to two starters and the two main chances in the second leg of the quaddy. British Isles, the 1500 is a query, but no doubt in the world he'll spear straight to the front. He's a bold front running type, and he is a winner here on the synthetic. He'll roll along in front here, and the last 100 metres might be a little bit of a query, but, gee, he'll give them something to chase. Sensitivity, with a decent barrier, I'd be tipping Sensitivity to sit on British Isle and running down. But from barrier 13, it's going to need that bit of luck. It'll come into about barrier 11. Just needs a bit of luck. It's had the two runs back from a spell. It's ready for this, and it is also a winner on the synthetic. So they should fight it out, I feel. British Isle in front, Sensitivity coming late. 1 from 5, and then a bit of a gap to 9 and 8. 1598.
1598, race 5. Race number 6 is a fillies and mares 58 over 1200. The emergency not required here. Tab fixed odds favourite, Annabeth at $4.20. Ron Ray at 5. Mighty Moshe at 5. 550, Ogulation. Sonasali at $7.50. Thin Green Line 850. Wide open one, this one.
Yeah, it is an open race. I thought Ron Ray, the mare, the 4-year-old mare, would be hard to beat here. It is a winner on the track. It stormed home to win a 1,000-metre race here back in late last year. It's, as I say, it's the 4-year-old mare. It did run a good second at Ballarat on the turf track 3 starts ago. Its 2 runs since then have been a bit mixed, but, gee, it's an open type of race, and I thought she could win from the 3-year-old filly. They've very high weight race sticks. The 4-year-old mare's got 62, but the 3-year-old filly has also got 62. So I'm going with the older mare. 3 to beat 1, Annabeth. It did win okay last start. It does have the benefit of the 4-kilo claim. So not much between them. 3 and 1. I'll also be inclined to put in number 6, Thin Green Line, who's got the bad barrier. A very good chance if it has any luck, and number 7, Mighty Mosh, who's not far away from a win. They're the 4 that I'll be putting in, 3, 1, 6 and 7.
3, 1, 6, 7, final event on the programs of 58 over 1,100 metres, 4, 6, 15, 16, 17 come out of the last. Tab fixed odds favourite, Celeritate Regime at $2.70, Live Like at $6.50 with St Hilarion, and then Aphotic at $8.
Yeah, I think St Hilarion is a great value here. It's my best for the day, number 7. Run 2 starts ago at Werribee was terrific when he stormed home to run a close third there. And then last start to get the run at Swan Hill last time, he got trapped off the rail, off the fence, and covered an enormous amount of ground. And no surprise to see him drop out. He ran second last, but there was full of excuses for him. His previous form has been very good. He's drawn barrier 1 this time. He's got winkers on for the first time. And the very, very much in form Madison Lloyd, who I think she rode a double yesterday, and her 2-kilo climb is a big advantage as well. I'm keen on him. I think he's the best bet and the value bet for the program. I go 7 from 2, 3 and 12.
7, 2, 3 and 12. Best bet, value bet, Ray 7, number 7 from Ray Huxley at Ballarat. Have you got some quaddy numbers for us, Hucker?
Yeah, mate. First leg, 2, 3, 6, 7. The second leg I'm putting in 1 and 5. The third leg, 1, 3, 6 and 7. And the last leg, 2, 3, 7 and 12.
2, 3, 7, 12 last leg. Best of luck today, Ray.
Thanks, buddy.